Shin Mem Tes. I may have to answer my phone today because someone's. So I'm sorry to leave it here. But. Tov Shin Mem Tes. Look what it says. Uminayan Shem Akhman says, Tano Lakhtan. Matosi Rosarua, Heshe Rabbein Yaakov Berolins. Misha ain't low estrog sheetal sharminim, viyavorech bayom asheni. The sharminim lo maakvi al bayom arishin, mihavia estrog choser. Pile ployim mamish. I mean, you can see where it's coming from. This is based on yesterday's Tosfos. Both are derived from Lekicha Tama, called the Chachmei Ashkenaz, right? Lekicha Tama. Just like Lekicha Tama of choser does not apply the second day, only bayom arishin. So to the Kicha Tama, that the Makvim also doesn't apply. And near the Rav Yoh, the Shani Osna, Fagav, the Esrik Choser, Arba Minim Mia Ika. Yeah, Mechaber, near Benedict, the Rav Lassus, the Halacha Lemaisa. Shreda Shnino, the Kachta, the Kicha Tama, the Mute Esrik Choser. By the way, that Rosh is nowhere in Shas. For the Shnino, the Kachta, the Kicha Tama, the Arba Minim, Shemakim says, Hilka. Wacko. Tosfos said not that way. Like, even though they both derive from the same pasuk, you cannot equate them. Let's take a look at Bosai in the Ramah. Look at the Ramah. Ramah quotes his Beferish. Let's see. Let's take a Mishnah Berurah. Let's start with that. Easier. Let's see where we are over here. Tov Resh Nun Aleph Sif Yud Beis. That's our Tamei Tava for today. Arba Aminim Al Lola Machvin Zeh Zeh. Shimchos Lo Echa Meel Lo Yevorech Al Ashar. Ava Lothum Nezecha B'Yalma. Bein B'Yom Rishin, Bein B'Shar Yomim. That's what Ramo is saying. You cannot make a bracha on it other days. Who does he quote it from? The Rosh Peregim Simidah, we saw that yesterday. That is not, you cannot equate everything which is from the Kicha Tama. That's what you pass on to Halacha Lemaisa. Halacha Lemaisa. Fine. Good. Now we come to the, that's just the start. That's a, sort of a, believe it or not, Mordechai. Now we come to a little more tame discussions. Okay. Watch. So let's read straight. V'imhoyah abatan mitzvim etzel v'natolam echad echad yotza. That's our gears in the Rambam. Uvavad shekulam lefanav, Rambam. V'yitol alulav schila v'yivaruch al alulav v'dat al gam al acherim. V'imsoch b'neihem. Took one at a time, but you spoke in between. Hefsek. Tzorach levaruch al kol echol v'bifnei atzmo hagos maimini and Rambam. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Hold on a second. Nun vav. Achol b'fnei atzmot. Last line. Dahainu. Watch this. The long Mishnah Berurah. Al hadas al netilas eitz ovos. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah. This. Look at your siddur. See, you find Mishnah Berurah in your siddur. Bal harava al netilas harava. V'chein al ad esrog. What? What esrog? What esrog? Berurah megan an esrog. Berurah said what? What? What make an answer? Does it say what the nusar is? Doesn't say. So my fancy Mishnah Berurah and it says the bottom. Tzarech beer as a kasha. By lulav on the tilas lulav. Hadas on the tilas eight of us. What a hadas. And when the Mishnah Berurah al esrik, what does it mean? On the tilas esrik? Or on the tilas pre-eitz hodor. What's the shalom here, Rabbi? What's the fundamental question? Do you make a bracha b'loshon hamikra, or Balashan, they're Lishna Derabanan. Fundamental question in general. We make brachas. So he quotes in one of your base, which you saw already, that there are different kinds. There's Ale Hadas, and Ale Eitz Ovos. Hadas is Hadas Shote. Eitz Ovos is Hadas Kosher. That's why you can't make a bracha on Hadas. Hadas means Hadas Shote. But I rub the Esrik, Shabbat Mavarachin. What a great answer. Esrik means Esrik. And Arava is Arava. Only Hadas, you can't make the bracha of Lishna the Rabbanon, because Hadas in Lishna the Korah implies for care, it's not enough Eitz Ovos. Because it's a psukkim that I quoted in from the Chemia, and Daf Yud Beis. So it's an exception to the rule. Normally, you follow the Lishna, the what? The Chazal, right? The only reason we have to go to Eitz Ovos is to avoid the misconception that we just saw. Now, is this true? How do we normally make brachos? Go back to your various mitzvahs that you make. Shofar, Lulav, that's Lishna the Korah, and Lishna Lashon Chazal. Where do you find any bracha that you make on any mitzvah where the Lashon of the Korah is one way and the Lashon of the Chazal is another way? You won't, I don't think you'll find any.
Kiddushin.
What's it?
Kiddushin.
What is it?
Lishna,
Eris.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, but we don't make bracha on Kiddushin either. But it's not maybe a bracha mitzvah at all. There's only one. You probably never made this bracha in your life. No, Rabbi Yisrael. Want to give a guess? Hafroshas chal. Who has ever made a bracha on Hafroshas chal in their life? You did? What bracha did you make? Don't remember. Let's take a look. You're a day. Right there. Oh, very good. Reishis Arisa Sechem Chala Torimu Truma. Chala is what we call a chala. You know, I go by chalas for Shabbos. That's, yeah. But taking chala, though it's called Masechta Chala in Lashon Chazal, you're mafresh chala, but that's a chazalism. The Torah is called Truma. What's it going to say? That's a drum roll. What's it going to say in Lashon Chala? What's it going to say? What's it going to say? Let's go. What's it going to say? Hilchas Chala. Let's see what it's going to say. Nivach Asher Kiddushan B'Mesusav HaSivan L'Hafrish Truma Ramo Ol L'Hafrish Chala Shana Machlokes. Machlokes right away. What are they arguing about? What's the Vilna going to explain? What are they fighting about? When it says Reishis Arisa Chala, Chala means it's the dough. Chalas Belulos. V'Loshna Mishnah Nikra Chala V'Chol Mokom. That's Ramah. Nochon Levarach V'Loshna Nikra. As it says, Reish Begavav the Brachas, Boy Mini Deshoim. It doesn't say Yerachas V'Loshon Masnisin. Make a bracha on Yerachas to make Boy Mini Deshoim. Say Boy Mini Yerachas. No. It's called Yerokas from Lashon Chazal, called the Shoim from Lashon HaMikra. You will ask anyone that you know, they'll all say they make a bracha the Hafresh Chala. And probably they may say add two words, Min HaIsa, whatever it may be. So the meaning is to use Lashon Chachamim, but the Gros screams, the Mechav is right, if you use Lashon HaMikra. If that would be the case, what should you say? Kapas Tmorim! Why are we saying Lulav? What's the Gaon going to do with this? The Gaon to make a bracha. I share with Al Natilas Kapas Tmorim? 1 second. Hello? Hello? Yes, please. A pellet, no? Right? So we don't make no one makes a bracha on a kapas tomorrow. Don't know. What do you say about that? You ever think about that question?
Well, we
don't
really say it. There's no lashon chacham for all four together.
Ah, very good. Tchilas lulav may mean not lulav, only lulav. It goes on all four. Well, let's take a look. As a matter of fact, in this discussion over here, a guy, he's a funny guy. I don't know why he's taking them one after the other. We always take them together. We'll have to discuss Esther, but we always take them more or less together, right? This guy, for some reason, he wants to be a wise guy. He'll take first a lulav, he'll take a... So, a funny Jew. A funny Jew. A Jew isn't entitled to be funny. It's not an aver to be funny, but it causes all kinds of problems. Now watch this. Watch this. The Mishnah Berurah is over here, line 2. U'mikol makom tov she'achakach gam ken yarzo v'yikochem kulam bi'achad. The wise guy took them one at a time. He should take them all now together again. Why? Well, he spoke. Right? Should take them all at once. Take them all together later on. Says the Sharatzi and Ayin Aleph. L'fizei tztarach l'varach al atilas hadas v'arava v'esrik b'brocha achas. Found the tilas lulav yuchal avarech came shek for birech pam achas who the fella sto hiru achronim bezeh ochel if you masher he arti bebir alocha the das agos maimini the came shek for hivsik tzorach midin alach zol dikach al lulav ken yivarech broch achas al the tilas lulav but tzorach hiyin lemaisa. Wow, this is amazing. What's he saying at Bir Halacha? He's referring to himself. What did he say there? Once you are mafsik, take lulav again. Why? We say bezeh chazeh is good. We don't have this against Rabbein Atam. I mean, the mechaba positive affairs against Rabbein Atam. Bezeh chazeh is yotzei. So what's he talking about? Let's take a look at Rabosai and see the Bir Halacha. Since he refers to the Bialocha, you have to see what the Bialocha said. Bialocha, Rabosai, V'yimsach. Alright? Let's take a look. Can we read together slowly? I am Ogan Avram, Shatoma, L'vimash, the Kaimla, B'sim, and Taktsab, V'yimsach, Ben Atkiyas, Eno Tzorach, Lachzal, Levarech. Why? Dukhula, Chada, Mitzvahi. It's all one mitzvah. Im Kain, Hochinami bin Yonenu, Choda Mitzvi, Kadisa bin Menachas. Yeah. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Smokan of Rome is a gewaldige kasha. Why should this be so? The general rule is, you know, we make a big deal, and every shul announces in Rosh Hashanah and Musaf, you can't talk between the first kiyah and the end of the end. That's very good to say that. It's honest to everybody. But Lemaisa, if you did talk, it's not the worst crime in the world. This is just for you and me. You have to keep the people thinking that the worst avera shouldn't talk, which is, you shouldn't be, you should never be talking. All your lungs shouldn't talk. But, fine. So we pass like that in Taktsab. So what's the problem over here? What's going on? V'nitchak liyashvo ayin sham. Then when Avraham is a dochak terrorist to try to explain why this is different than shofar. Good kasha. Why should it be different than shofar? Why? What did he say? He writes as well. I have my fancy. You can look at the Mogan Ram if you want, the big Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, you know why? He's Mitzar of Shidas Arayvit, who holds when you take the four minim Zerah Chazeh, should make a broch on each one separately. We don't pass in that way. But it's a tzir fashitas of the Ravid Shita. When it comes to shofar, that obviously doesn't apply. However, the more likely scenario, which the Mogan Avraham says, is, let's see, do we have it over here? One second. Hold on. I think we have no choice but to open the Mogen Avraham. Try to save it, but open up, please, the Mogen Avraham. No choice. You got to do it right, I'm going to say. You're trying to skimp and, you know, save yourself the tircha. Doesn't work. Says the Mogen Avraham himself. Zelashana goes maimin. Val zekotha rabbeinu simcha, shimsach bein min the min, chosel mavarech. Ad kan l'shom. Mizelashan muchach the rabbeinu simcha, l'shitosa yozel. Shaposa gam ken gabe shofar, shimsach chosel mavarech. Kora goes maimini, and the shofar, b'shmo. Abel adidan, the kailan, takzab, sivgil bago, the ene mavarech, shun dechod a mitzvah, im ken ochanami ene chosel mavarech, tochod a mitzvah, kidis a bivinochas chav zayin. So this is a peladika din in the Ramah. Ramah's wrong. Well, the Avshah shekem and they'll arrive it. Sfir leidah filu losach mevarach hakol echad b'fnei atzmo. In posuk of Ramah, levarach hakol ponem sach b'intayim. Atzirif asfekes. That's his teres. Okay. Not the best teres in the world. What else is he going to do? Well, it's a stira. Adkan di Mogen Avraham. Nakan the Mogen Avraham. Fine. Comes to be Allah with his own teretz. He gets what he thinks is a better teretz. Watch this. Look what he says. Watch. Ani is daiti nira bepshitus. The tamagos maimini the afti ain on the sov and kashitus rabbi in the tam. Who holds? Diminashi kochem kulam biyodo bevasachas. Dila bachal bechikatama. That's Rabbeinu Tam. We reject Rabbeinu Tam as we saw yesterday. Al koponim beinon sheyir bezach harzeh below hefsek bentayim. Dilavachi sviroloi dezeh bevare lo mikke lekicha tamo. Wow. Achidish neuron bi'alocha. Rabbeinu Tam said we have to have them all in our hands at the same time. We reject that. So the poshba rejected utterly. I can do one at 9 o'clock, one at 10 o'clock, one at 11, one at 12 o'clock. He says, no, there's a big hefsek mentayim, it's no good. If you speak mentayim, it's also hefsek, it's no good. That would explain why over here, Rabosai, we paskin, you have to make a new bracha. And the shofar, you do not have to make a new bracha. That's what he says. In any event, and what bracha do you make? What bracha do you bring? Take a look. The hakashali. Tim Kane, Gam al Halulov Loyotso, Vietstarch Lachzo Veliko Chenu Gam Kane, Ulavarach al Kulam al Tilas Lulov, Lashna Ramolo Mashmachi. Ramos Lashin doesn't sound that way, no? Ramos Lashin is, Imsoch Benem So Lavarach al Kolech al Vifneyatsmo. Doesn't sound that way, I'd say the least. Watch what he says now. Look what he says, amazing. Viyanti megos maimini, amashakosel v'rambam shimlo agodan v'tolan echad yotza kosel megos maimini v'azekosel rabbein simcha shimsoch ben min u'min chozer mevarech. End quote. Efshanami kavanoso shiachzi yivarech al kulam al atilas lulav. Yeah. Not the way the Rambam implies. Make a bracha on each and every one. No, you make an atilas because you weren't yotza the lulav either. Because there's too much of a hefsek between one and the other. Meiridik. After the brackets. V'chein mashmal yizdaitim lashon arosh v'atur v'ben yiruchim shekosu. Afil on etolim v'yachad ele b'zeh achar zeh. We saw that yesterday. Zeh achar zeh. Says Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim and Mishnah Berurah. B'zeh achar zeh implies, as we say in America, one after the other. In close proximity. Mm-hmm. I don't know in Hebrew that's what it means. What's it say? It can be a year later. In Hebrew means one after the other, like it means in English. I don't know. Masha the Bina and Alkoponim Shib Zechazeh, Lot Shashiach, but Vorm Batam in time. That's a Kiddush. Now we see Akak, Rebecca Yosef. Heishiv al divrei agos maimini neishakos of a ritva shemabos of hepachze. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Kubak goes. Maimon says, if you speak in the middle, you have to make a new bracha. The Ritva says, no, it's not true. I think Ritva is on the Maimon Kamas. Is it true? Lamed, this is called Lamed Dal Lamed Beis Tanya. Is that on our list? No, it's not here. I assume it's there. We'll take the Mishnah Berurah for this moment. We'll take on faith. Okay. He says, "V'lani is daiti mishum zayin nitchos deri agos maimni." Why? The Yadua, the Rabos of Shalom Ritva, who are Ramban, v'shita zuhuva gambaran, shem Ramban. What's that? Does not even mean we saw yesterday. Did not even mean motzi yet slow. The Yadua das Ramban nitchol adina mechvus das a Ramav Arush tlo sarvi yochi. The Ramban says, Zecha Zem means, you know, even if I didn't own the first one initially, we don't pass in that way. I think it's a very good taina here in the Bria Halacha. Gevaldige taina. I think it's an excellent taina. I think so. Fine. So far, so good, Rabban said, I think Bria Halacha. You go from Bialocha to Sharatzian. Sharatzian, Ayin, Dalit. Everything here is important. Oh, back to the Mishnah Berurah first. This could happen. Line 3. In Birech Alalula Vechabracha Rosh Lohoyel Vohadas. O Arava. O Sheb Sulim. O Mupachim. Im Hoyelo Hadas O Arava Bebeso. Often chain Torah Lahafsik Ben Time Gilikachosom. Yikach arbatan biyachad v'yivorach al osamin shere nechsa t'ayin al arova v'yivorach al tiyos arova das tiyos etzobas. Yeah, hoya zeb yom rishin tzorok l'vorach od pam shayin shech yon b'shul nechsa aval alul av yotza kevan shere etzlo b'beso arbatam. Why? The Mechaber said a klar that when do you do it? When? If the Mitzuyim etzlo. If not Mitzvah Metzvah is the Mechab and Sifyut Beis, then not against the Ramban. Wow. So the Yotzi Lulav. So the Vorach Alav Pam Ashniya. Vim Hoya B'Zeb Yom Rishon Torah Levorach Am Shechiyon Pam Shenis. Wow. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. What does Sharati and Ayin Dalet say? Oruch Has Chayim Shem Arav Arav Shulam. V'yavta Memogon Avram Sikon Chafeik Shazeh U'masik Shalom Levorach. The Magen Avraham says you should not make the bracha. Why? Let's look it up, Magen Avraham. Here we can't trust anybody anymore. What did Magen Avraham say? Watch this. Cause the brachos chaim, Master Rabbi Shulam, shenot al lulav ubirich v'achakach rosh lohi bo arava. Oyvei. V'chazer on the tolo im arava. Yevorach al netilas arava v'shechiyonim eshem arava. No, he ain't so little. The Lord of the Bulvad, Mikomak of Mitzvah, and Amuf Cholitol, Adam and Vasaras, because of arriving, I can't show Miss Yosef. Tzorachim, Simitarish Iron Bates, Kosov, Mishem Rochoschaim, Hilchoschanak, whatever you understand, getting in here. Imlo, Hidlik, Belel, Dalla, the Gimel Nerus, Yavs of Yadlik, Echad, Veloyvarech, Kiabrochash, Hazem, Betchil, Alchil, Kol, Nerus, Oso. End quote. Chen Masher Simon Reish Vav Sifayv Kuvay Zayin Sif Dalin. We'll see you soon. The Alpha Pish Lo Hoyo Lefana Bishas Brocha Kev Meshadata Wolof. Good enough. Iron Reish Test Sif Beis Vago. Three places. Lechen Nirali. Torchos Chaim Varayva Lishitos Amazli. This Sfirlu De Tzorach Levorach Al Kolechel Bifnei Yatsma Even With Natsach. Avla Didan Ein Tzorach Levorach Elohim Skein Tzach Bein Taim. That's all. The original din that he started quoting, the Magen Avraham, Right? What about the Maaser Meshulam? They didn't have a Harava. What does it say over there? What do you have to do? You have to take a new bracha on the Harava. Not true! The bracha and the lulav works for the Harava, which wasn't there. Which was only inserted later on. Pilei Ploim. Quote the Rabbi Drumin of the Rambam. In B'shosh Hidlik Ne'er Rishin, Hoysek Havanos, Ladik Acheris, Ein Tzorach Levarech. In Birich Lahat B'Hidlik Achakach Nizdanu Neres, Levarech B'chol Pam. Okay. But here he had in mind to do everything. Ad Kan, the Mogan Avram. Now we come to the Sharatzian, who disputes it. Look inside very carefully to see if it's very complicated, this Mogan Avram. Watch this. The Mogan Avram asked in Kasha why the first bracha should work for everything. Yeah. Look. Umasik Shalom Levarech. For Tirtu Kama Konkashoso. Look in the Levush and the Liyarab and the Big Dayesha. Vitama Bibshitas. The Kema the Be'ez Abrocha. Lohoya Bidaito Klal. Al Hadas Varova Acheres. Imkenu Ata Natila Chadosha. Vidami Liturmus. Shabirich of enough of Miodo. Absher the fun of Turmus Acher. Viochal Ashnia. Mikomakom Sol Levarachal Ashnia. Kevin Tilohoya Daito. Klalalov. If I have some vegetable. And I make a bar, and it falls into the sewer. But there are many other vegetables in front of me. Can I make a new bracha? Why? I had a mind to eat all the vegetables. Doesn't matter. You would focus on this one. This one. Here too, Hokanami the Kava says exactly the same thing. What does that mean? What does that mean? I had in mind the pot of the Arava, but the Arava was AWOL. It wasn't there. So I got to go find another Arava. Therefore, the bracha, a new bracha must be made. Ukemosha Pasakla Simon Kuf Mem Siv Gimel. What's there? Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. What happened over this? This is really, really, can it really happen? They open the Sefer Torah, you make a bracha. It's the wrong spot. You have to be girl down the pike. Make a new bracha. V'av Hayesh Omim Kama Disham. It says you don't have to make a new bracha in Birchas HaTorah. Why? They say I had a mind to my bracha on all the parshas of Torah. Shabbocha b'anosas Torah so the ganz Torah. Sure, that's what they say. V'chein posit morokziyah b'derech ha-chayim chayodah v'achzah shekel. Okay, in parentheses. Below I are of a klal masho v'achzah shekel the maskim l'mogon Avram u'sha'akon en mechalken v'zeh. Why? It says, look in the Sharatzion, Sivkotan, Ayin Dalet. Well, that's what we're learning right now. The Pshat is like this in the Machta Shekel. I have in mind, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully, I have in mind all 4 minim. If one of the minim is not there, I had that minim in mind, except it's not in my koshikul, it's in the drawer. But if I have 4 minim in front of me, one of them is puzzle, I'm sorry, whatever it may be. I have in mind this the way it is now. And it turns out it's puzzle, then I have to get another one that I didn't have in mind. It's a different chefta. In one place, it's the same chefta, just instead of being in the kosher, it's in the drawer. I'll take it out, call the makshay off, make a new bracha. But if it's the one I have is puzzle, and then another one, then I have to make a new bracha. That's a distinction which is explained here from the makshay shek. Other puzzle can say it's wrong. In both cases, you have to make a new bracha. Lochin after prima god and shai tshuva choshen ktsas machmas kushes the magen avram the suffik brocha bezeh on the dinas of samno shiur alavarch ki chen otas alavu sheli rabbi big the yeshem rok tiyav der chayim v'chayodim yad aaron yeah mistab kavasayu. I thought the mishnah was right too. That's what I thought. You need a new bracha. How can the first bracha work? How can it possibly work? I don't say. I just want to make a distinction, perhaps, between Birchas HaNenen and Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Magen Avraham makes no distinctions. The Magen Avraham said you would make a bracha in Birchas HaTorah as well. The pshat like this is as follows. Here's the pshat in those who say he had in mind the 3 minim. And the bracha was chal in the 3 minim. That's coming with the Ner Chanukah, right? He had in mind three Neris. Then the fourth Ner showed up. So apparently when it comes to Birchos and Mitzvahs, you could say that it works. The problem is, he brings three Rayas from Birchos and Nenin. Get the impression from all those cases, you have in mind everything. I have this Turmus, and it fell away. I have in mind other Turmus too. I don't know, it's hard to understand his sheet. Hard. Now the following Shaila asks Rabbi Osai. What's it in? We pass in Shulchan Aruch. I take Lulav, Esrik, Hadassim, Aravos, one after the other Yotze. What if I take three Hadassim or two Aravos, one after the other? Not only is there a break in time between one minute and the other, between the two Aravos and the three Hadassim is also a break. What do you say about that one? You don't find this anywhere. And I thought it was a wacko Shaila. Well, Rav Meir Simcha holds you're not Yotze, and the Chazon Ish thinks you are Yotze. Too gadol of the 20th century to thwart it out. Why I would want to do this, I don't understand. Could be Alocha Lemaisa. You took three Adasim. Someone tells you Adasim is possible, and you only have one more left now. Take one more left, you're Yotze. Chazon Ish said Yotze. Someone says you're not Yotze. Fine. So now, Rabbi Osai, we have to discuss one more ritva. Yes, sir.
Like Kriyas Torah, don't even say the Mandomer, who says you have to make a new bracha if you found the wrong spot. But if the spot that you intended was right in front, like you read the wrong by the Beresh on Moshe, but like lower down on the column, so you wouldn't have to make a bracha now.
That's correct. If it's open in front of you, some guys open three columns. As long as one is within three columns, it's good.
So if the Kleshikol, I didn't put that rabbi in, but it's sitting on the table I meant to, it's still in front of me.
Okay, that maybe that's true. That's true. That's true. Could be. You know what? Let's look at the Machzor Shekel. I was going to read it inside, but since you raised the point, let's take a look. Yeah, we can afford the time. This is important. It's not so completely clear. It says it sounds like that way. Let's take a look over here, Rabbi Osai, in this very serious question. We're commenting on the Mogen Avraham, Sivkotin, Chafei. Watch this. He says it's false. Let's hold on. We should really take it from the beginning, really. From the beginning. V'yimsoch. Let's keep one hand in Magen Avraham, one hand in Machzor Shekel. V'yimsoch, right? Quotes the Rabbeinu Simcha, Imsoch is Chozel Vorach. Mizeh Aloshen Muchach, the Rabbeinu Simcha, L'shitasei Yozel, Pasens by Shofar. Machzor Shekel. But the Kosei Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, Mishim Dechot HaMitzvah, Havle Kemishim Birech HaMotzi, Shekoi HaBroch, HaKoma HaShaOchel Be'osa Suda, Afilo Ochi Rashar L'Suach Toch HaSuda, Kem Shesamach LeBirech HaSamotzi, Tom B'li Hefzik V'Hizkul Kvar, with the Mechana Mitzvah. Kevin Shehizchel Ben Mitzvah, Av Fim Hifzik Achazeh B'Sichel O Avi Hefzik. Shana Gabi Yisoch Ben Tfilo Shiyad Ben Shirosh, Avi Hefzik Shtei Mitzvah Zayn. Okay? We pass in, you don't make a new bracha. It's here too. You don't make a new bracha. A Peladigger, Ramon, it's like the Ramon. He says, since the Ravid says that even Losach make a bracha on each one, why? Because it's Losach of a bracha. So it's Mitzah. Now, because the bracha is Chaim, Rav Meshulam. Okay? Against the bracha is Chaim in Tarav, Huva the Rav, and the Rav Meshulam in Tarav. What does it say there? One second, please. Hilchos Chanukah says there that you don't make a new bracha. So now it's a stira. Oh, watch. We're both, every word counts in Magen Avraham. Watch. Look inside, please. Watch. The sphere of those is Sarah Levarach Kolechem of Nasus is Machta Shekel. What's the Loma? If Eno not the Mavazachas, as opposed to Nechadaka. Avodi Dan and Sarah Levarach, says the Machta Shekel, Hainu, but you know now, Shlohoyo Boklal Arova, then no need for Bracha. It's like the three candles, four candles. Avodi Mahoyo Bo Arova, Avalachakach Rosh Arova Psula, Noshu Rova Lea Bechadome, Evshni is died at Sarah Levarach. It says in Simon Rejvav, not a priu birchel of loy, that a lechel Yosef, not a priu never me out of a nimas, in rotz a lechel me achem to levarich. Hokanamik should be rechel, that a rechel a rubber shabululov. This one. The cave and she psula, but okay, a rubber achersh loy, that a levish shas brocha, kim a rubber shabululov, roy the brach shenis. Ah, fell gav, the end of the mamash, the Simon Rejvav, and now why, but not a priu me out of why. The shom, hoy a priu roy, b'shas brocha, l'shuch achaz, then nimas, I day should not feel. Ma shank ain't all that I feel it, but is a psula. So maybe she like it's not there, and it counts on the new one. We call a commission to most of the Mashakosim, some rage tested, based by God. We're going to rub some cotton. Hey, the Birchal Kos, Bor Priagofen, for your sovereign Shuyayin, for the Nimsa Shemayim, in Lohoya, Dieto, Lishtos, Yosef, Zerl, Lavorech. It's exactly what our case is about. It's an Arova Psula. It's all clean case. Now I'm not sure which way to take this. Karabos, okay, this is, I'm going to be ready to mark the shekel inside. Very good. Very good. Now it's a ritva. I wanted a ritva. Who has a ritva? I have a ritva. No one else has a ritva, so I'll put it on the screen. This is on the Marma Kompas. Quite sure. Yes. I both say, everyone look at the Ritva here. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. In the Sugya of Tzorach Eged, which we learned here in our Sugya, in the third parak, comes up indirectly in the first parak as well. Both, I think I have an idea. Before we see the Ritva, let's see the Gemara. That's a worthwhile idea. Let's open the Gemara, you're out from the base. Everyone opens that Gemara because we're basing ourselves on this Gemara. On both sides. Iboy Sema, the last five narrow lines. East Fiolan, the Lulu of Tsarach Eged, Kulam Alo Pligi, Yafim Lulu Misoka, Taslo Manosu. Hocha Baka Miflege, Marsav of Tsarach Eged, Marsav of Tsarach Eged, Ulpulan Tanoi, Tatanya, Lulu of Bein Ogud, Bein Eno Ogud, Kosher. Rabbi Udo Mer, Ogud Kosher, Shein Ogud Posel. By Tan Rabbi Udo, Lulu Kicha Kicha, Miagudas Ezo. Ksivosa, Mulakakla, Magudas Ezo. Uksivocha, Ulekach lanachem bayom arishin, mala halon baguda avkam baguda. Where's the Gudah says of? Where does it say that? What does it say? It tells you on the side. It's in Parshas HaChodesh. We're going to read it again. Not this week is Parah. Next week is HaChodesh. You're going to come back to this puzzle. You remember, you learned it 10 days earlier. Hopefully you remember. Okay? And the whole pasuk on the side, ulekach lamagudas ezel utzvada madam hashem asaf, etc., etc., etc. Okay. Now, what does Rashi say? There's no Rashi. This is the Gemara. What's the machlokas atanoim? Now the ritva. Oh, we will pluk on atanoim to Tanya. Lula ben Oga ben Oga ben Kosher ben Oga ben Oga. Asikna the Chuliyama Ezov Shem Mitzrayim. Sarech Egen. Right? What am I saying? It's Mitzrayim, right? Parashat Chodesh. That for sure requires Eged. Yeah, watch. The Chesivu L'kachtam L'chem Agudas Ezov. What did I find? Kicha, kicha, not. That's all. That's the Gemara's Maskana. Kashalon. Hochamash with Ezov Tzorach Eged. Him lo agod apostle. Doing with the lulav of the Gemara Minei Rabbi Yudah Hocha. Talking about Mitzrayim over here. Right? Agudas Ezov. Agudas. Means you need all good. But the Sechta Porah says, Ezov Shiesh Lo Shlosh Klochem Kechad Mefaskan Ve Ogdon Piskan Ve Ogdon Ogdon Piskan Ve Ogdon Piskan Ve Ogdon Kosher Alma En Egen Ma'ake Bohen. Pass me the Chumash, please. When you read the Pasuk inside. This we should know. It's ironic. It's this week's Parsha. Isn't it amazing what's going on over here? We have Parshas Por and Parshas Achodesh. I never thought about this. They're both found back to back in Sukkah Yud Aleph Beis, middle of nowhere. Okay. Parshas Por, begin the Parshas Chukas. Let's read it together, right? Here we go. Watch. We read the words. V'lakach ha-kohen eitz erez v'ezo v'shnitz olas v'hishlich eloch tzrev ha-sapara. And the Mishnah says in Parah, what do you mean ezo? You have to have three. You have to have ogdon. You have to tie them together. No. What's going on over here? He said, Eged na me'akeh. I think it's worthwhile for a moment to look at the Mishnah Torah. It's Parshas Parah this week, but I can't resist. We've learned Masechta Parah. I haven't learned it in a long time. Mitzvah Shlosha Kosher. Let's look at the Mefarshim. I guess we look at the Rambam, right? Perish of Mishnayis. What Mishnah was it? I forgot. Tess? Agud achas, v'lokach ezov. It says the Pesach Mitzrayim, u'lekachtam agudas ezov. That's where you know it from, right? They're all the same words, right? It says v'lokach. It's an ezov, right? The word ezov is found over here. And the word v'lokach is found over here. So just where it says agudas ezov in Mitzrayim, doesn't say aguda in Parshas Chukas, but it means the same thing. That the Rambam is giving the source, right? Lekicha, lekicha. Okay. So the question becomes, back to the Ritva. So how come, what's going on? Tiritz Morinu, the shnei mini egedei, eged b'chut, Vasheni eged biyad, shiitlim kulam b'keyachal v'yu b'yodo le'ogda, la'guda. V'charmin en ha'asa, mitzvah li'ogda v'lo'ogda n'kashayna b'chut. V'charmin en ha'acha, the eid of tzorach eged, hanu eged biyodo. U'v'ahod v'kam rabi yuda, the lulam v'shayna ogda shlo'notol kol shloshas minna v'yaguda achas biyodo, and the bezech as apostle, v'mash lo yotzebo. U'mayed v'kam alish the psul, v'shakol echad b'fneyatz apostle lotzebo. And the nechshas sheyagad imchaver biyad, rabbon and savri, that feel lo ogdam biyad as shenadam b'zachazeh kosher. Can't rabbonim lemen tzorach eged, can't shaminim that feel in the tone zachazeh kolachem b'fneyatzu yosav avashi kulin levonim. Av lechatchil mitzvah lo ogdam biyad, o bechutin to the kedem avayim. Feel they ploy him. He's saying, don't take the word eged seriously. We're learning the whole mesachta. No, don't take it seriously. Eged means that to be in one hand, not to be tied together. Yeah, lechatchila, lechatchila, but not meyakev. Even called Rabbi Yudah. Wow. Umistabrali, temihocha leka lemishma mina. That's what I was doing. Come on, guys, be honest. Your whole life, Eged. Oh, yeah, I've learned your whole life. But this year, we assume that Eged meant it's tied together. What? Not just in one hand. Come on, be honest. That's the Ritzvah's Mastar believes what we've been thinking all along. I'm going to be stuck with Akasha. Akasha is, it's against the Mishnah Masech Torah. There's Parashat Parah this week. How am I going to climb out of this one? Watch. Why? Watch this.
The para, the beis of the para looks to be aguda.
So what's he saying over here? He's saying you cannot compare. You can't compare a bosai. You can't compare lulav to Mitzrayim, and the odd man out is para. That's what he says. That's a very, very big chiddush. But the other alternative, that other doesn't mean a chut, is a very, very big, that's even a bigger chiddush. It's harder to believe. Parah is different. What do you mean by parah, Bosai? Yes, it's a sifri. What does the sifri say exactly when it comes to parah? Let me show you what it says over here. It's quoted in the Ritva, the footnotes. Ah, forgot the sifri off in a kicha kicha. Yes, of the parah, is it the Mitzrayim? Homastis in the Pora Bonani, Loyalfi Kicha Kicha Linshe Egan Makev, Linshe Lula Ve'ez of the Pora Roy Liage. The Ritma says enough, you'd give him an Aleph. Yeah. Rabosai. It comes out that when it comes to Pora and it comes to Lula Vakonta the Rabbanan, all you need is Roy Liage. It comes to Lula Vakonta Rabbi Yehuda. And Mitzrayim, and perhaps Pora Yehuda, I don't know, they require an Igud Mamash Bechut. That seems to emerge from here with the footnote 935 on the Ritva Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Yeah. He brings a raya from the Gemara. Watch this. Look. Watch this. Yo, the parich, keman azla. Rabosa, look at the Yerach from the base. Look inside again. Keman azla. Look inside. Fourth white line. Ho, the tanya, lulav mitzal yogdo, vim lo agdo kosh, I rabbi huda, kilo agdo amai kosh, I rabbonon, amai mitzvah. What's the old rabbonon, Mr. Caleb Anvei? Says the Heiliger Ritva. Very, very important. What does he mean? Read it again. Watch. He says, it's a typo, and I don't know why I couldn't read it. The word is, Rabosai, I think I asked you to see this typo. Dilma, where are we? Kosher. This should be Dilma. Oh, no wonder I couldn't understand it. Dilma, Shalog de Bechut. In other words, what's the cash? I have the case. I put it in my hand. I didn't wrap it with a string. According to the first opinion, which is the Ra'oz opinion, in that kind of a case, for both sides, even Rabbi Yehuda holds it's good, but not a chatchila. Oh, I have a perfect case. Why must you say Zekeli Ve'anveyu? More than that, just give a case. We had it in his hand. According to Rabbi Yehuda,
Not according to Rabbanan. The Gemara is called the Rabbanan Zakenim, and even called the Rabbi Yehuda Zakenim and Veyu. According to the first, which is the Rosh Shita, so then you have to have it in your hand, and the Chut is only in the Rabban Veyu. Meridik. Shema Rabbi Yehuda Pasal, Shalog the Bechut, Afal Pi, Shalog the Obiyad. Nothing more is Kasha. Meridik. What will the Rosh do with this? Footnote 938. Pirish. The Devi or Yikshe. The Efshel the first of Masha Omer Mitzvah Log Dainat Bechut from Log the Bechut El Abiyad Kosher, as he said before, by a good says of a Paraduma, so the brides can go call the Abiyuda too. You know who asked this Kasha? The Ra'ah. Do we have a Ra'ah? I forgot. Do we have a Ra'ah on Bar Ilan? We do?
I think so.
Let's see if we can find the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was nobody's fool. You know, you think there were 12 tablets that run circles around him. He knew about this cash. He gave a teretz. May not be so good. He may like the teretz, but he gave a teretz. Let's see if you find the raw. Rabosai, help me out. Help me with the raw. Raw! Sukkah. Oh, gewaldig. Here he goes. He gets a kasha, he gives a teretz. Watch. Watch what he says. I para, yeah. Watch this. Sing it so fast. The Rawadro answer. He says, "Kemoda Brisa Rishona Shemachlokas Rebuta Rabbanon Ayir BeEged Biyad Hachanama Hachinami Brisa Zu V'Dochaku." What's he saying? Kosher. Yeah, it's one Brisa like the other. Was bothered by this kasha and he gave it to us. Alright, not going to the Pratim right now. Rabosai, let's go back to the Rosh end of Simeon Yadal, which we were at yesterday, where he discusses this issue, why he rejects Rabbi Natam. He rejects it so forcefully, you begin to wonder, what was Rabbi Natam thinking? Whoa, didn't Rabbi Natam know these kashas? Come on, didn't he know these kashas? Let's take a look. The Rosh end of Simeon Yadal. Rabbi Natam, as you recall, was Magia and the Sfarim, right? Watch this. Lo Nehira Ligir Sos Feferusho. He has the following questions. One, Im Lo Bo Lashmina Drav Chana Baraba El Halach Rabbanon Tlulav Ein Tzorach Eged Leimo Halach Rabbanon. Just say Halacha Rabbanan. What are you saying? Something else? What this? Just say that. Bold. Lomeli klal v'meli adana d'alachta garabim. Those are two kashas against Rabbi Natan. Two powerful kashas. Oh. So I have the following kasha on both sides. The Briskarov in the Sechta Menachas has another kasha. What's the source for Eged? What is the source for Eged? Lekichatama, no? Lekichatama. I guess we should really look at the Gemara Menachas, so it'll be helpful to us. Watch this. Dal Shem Luluv. Ulekachtam lekicha tama. Right? Wait a second. Lekicha tama? Lekicha tama? According to Rabbi Yehuda, just say it's derived from Agudas Ezov. Rabosai, if they have to all be tied together, Avi have to have all four. Answer to Brisker of Rabosai like this. Even according to the Rabbanon, there's a din of Ege the Chatchila, as it says in the Rambam. You know, Brisker of always has the Rambams. Where's the Rambam? Watch the Rambam. Amar writes like this: Mitzvah and Amuvcho Legod Lulav Adas Rava V'Lasan Shlosh Nagud Achas. He didn't say that Kaili V'Anveu. You know, briskers and Rambams. He said that Mitzvah and Amuvcho means with Edin and Hilchos Lulav proper. Nonetheless, it's not Ma'akev. So it's not given for Baltosi Taslam and Asui. So the Havamina was, Rabbi said, listen carefully, that even though according to the Rabbanan, we do not derive from Agudas Ezov, maybe it's Ma'akev Midin Lekicha Tama.
Wow.
We saw Lekicha Tama. That means not only the Ma'akev that you have to have all four, you have to have all four tied together. Not based on Ezov, based on the Lekicha Tama. That's a Briskerov's Chiddush. We could have thought that way. What an amazing word. Yeah. The problem that the Briskerov says is, nah. We have an expression, Bein Ogud, Bein Lo Ogud, Kosher. Kosher means it sounds like maybe it's Kosher even the Chatchilim. Comes to Briskerov, Tzvei Dinim and Tying. This is yesterday's shir. He didn't pay too much attention to it yesterday. Look at that Rashi, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis Upliga. We read it, but we didn't. You know, we weren't briskers when we read it. Upolig Alei, Belulav Den Tzorach Eged, Shamina Mehochas, Rashi, Debina Belulav Kesher Gomor. Therefore, pshat like this: Bein Ogud, Bein Lo Ogud is kosher, right? That's the pshat. That's what Rabbanan said, correct? Bein Ogud. Bein lo ogud is kosher. You know what it means? Not ogud with two ksharim. Not ogud with two ksharim. That's all it means. Bein ogud, bein lo ogud, kosher means it's not ogud with two ksharim. But it has to be something. This is important. There's a chiddush nifla. And there are two different levels of tying. And there can be a difference halacha lemaisa. Rabosai, the machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. The last line, last narrow line on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. What does it say? It's also found in Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. You can see it. It's also found in Menachas. What do Rabbanan say? Bein Ogud, Bein Lo Ogud, Kosher. Yes, that means not a double knot. But maybe it has to be some kind of a knot. Having you require at least an aniva for the Lekicha Tama purposes. And the Bryce is not discussing that at all. Kamashmalan, you don't even need an aniva. So therefore the Russia's kasha is no kasha. You're not telling you that we pass like Rabbonon. Of course you pass like Rabbonon. But you would have thought that according to Rabbanan, you require an aniva. Kamash v'lan, that you don't. Ah, the Brisker was a genius. The Rosh has a kash against Rabbi Natan. It's just saying, Pasek Rabbanan, say Pasek Rabbanan, no. It's telling you that we don't even need an aniva. Because you might have thought that you don't need a kesher gava, but you at least need, right, because of the kicha tama, you need at least an aniva. No, you don't even need that. Meridik. Meridik. Great answer. I love it. It's a brisker of a menachas, and that's the Chav Zayin. Now the following, since we're talking about briskers, the following shall I ask you. Tomorrow we're starting the Sugya of Esrog, Siyata D'Shamayim. The last Sugya we're probably going to touch is Murukov. It's too hard. That's the most important word, or the first words. Our first discussion is about green Esrog, because that's really owe you two from back earlier. Remember that? We skipped it, the Tosis, Lamed Aleph, and we'll come back to it. Well, tomorrow we'll try to. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, hopefully it'll be sheer no matter what. Because they're expecting 8 inches of snow. But it may be earlier. You are not allowed to come. You have to stay home. But everyone else is invited to come from across the street. I may give sheer earlier. Because if the snowstorm is going to get worse in the day, I may give it, just try to get home before I get dug under a mound of snow. Okay, so I'll be in touch. See what the weatherman says. The machloek is the weatherman, I'm told. All right, something to start in the morning, start in the afternoon, so tonight, confusion. Okay, the kids and Emirates, Murkov. Okay, fine. I have two Esrog. One is beautiful. It's so beautiful that, you know, maybe it comes from a lemon. Other one is a Meyuchas, it's kosher, the Choladeus, it's Meyuchas, Esrog, Achar Esrog, and other looks kaloshes. What do you do? You ask me, it's not even a shayla. You have to use the one that's chaloshes. It's a kosher esrog. You want the ice cream without the cake? Man, it's beautiful. It's a lemon. Yeah, but you're not sure it's a lemon. Maybe it's a beautiful esrog. So if you'd be a brisker, what'd you do? You know what briskers always do?
Take both.
Take both, Avada. Any briskers take both. Here's a big question I asked Reb Chaim. Which do you take first? Which you take first? What would you say? I have give me 100% kosher. I have these two esrog right in front of me. One is a meyuchas, but it looks ugly. I mean, it's not so nice. And one looks beautiful, but it might be a merukov. What would you take first? I'm asking, what do you think? What do you think? The yachsin first. That's what I would say. Play it safe. Take the yachsin first. Later on, Chaim said no. Why not? The Gemara, this we have to discuss this with Mr. Shem later on, it's the next Marmakom machine after the Esrog one. The Gemara is over here, a whole discussion, a Mesech Sukkah on Daf, Mem Bezim and Aleph, it's the end of the parak. The second line, Mida'ad Bey Nafek Bey, the minute you pick up the Abba Minim, you ultra right away. It's over, it's done. So once I pick up the Meyuchas one, I'm locked into this level of mitzvah with an esk which does not look good. Rather, says Reb Chaim, fakert, pick up the gorgeous one, Manashach. If that's a kosher esk, meridik, he did the mitzvah beidah. If not, he has a fallback position, the biyote, the mitzvah kadasik in with the not so nice one. But if you took the nice one first, you've lost the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah with the nice one because you read it's too late. Yeah?
Can we get bracha on that one?
Oh, very good. This is quoted from Reb Chaim. Where is this found? In the Sefer Moadim Uzmanim, Reb Sternbuch. That's why I saw it in print from Reb Chaim. Fact of Sternbuch, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a lechatchila dekadim, which we just learned now, to take all four at one time. So if you took the kosher one, which was you and I wanted to say, gevaldik, you took all four one shot, three, you know, the lulav and atzmar rovus, with the es, which is certainly kosher, you became the din of our off of a vasaras. But if you took the questionable one first, and it turned out that the taka not good, so then you took three now, and you take one a minute later, 2 minutes later, stop a vasaras. That's the kasha Reb Sternberg asked against Reb Chaim's hanhoga. You know what he said? Unbelievable answer. You take it a lot tonight. This is unbelievable. Tonight, if the esrog is murkav, listen carefully. If the esrog is murkav, I'm not yours to anything now. Nothing. 0 for 4. If it's not murkav, I want to be able to 0 for 4 now. So my manashach. If it's not murkav, I'm able to 0 for 4 now. If it is murkav, I'm not yours to anything until later. Whee! Modern mizmanim chelik beisim and kuf yud ches. I don't believe it for 1 second. You know why? I heard from my Rebbe, named Reb Chaim, you cannot do mitzvahs ala tanai. It doesn't work. Why not? You can be technical. Ila matzi. How's it say? It's not like bnei goda bnei ruvein. Lesser b'shlichos, lesser b'tanai. Can I make you a shlichot to put my lulav for me? That'd be a great idea. Say Milan Hitler, put on tefillin for me, the lulav for me, eat matzah for me. Doesn't work. Mishibagufo. So mishibagufo, you can't make a shlich, you can't make it tonight. It's a gemara k'suma sayin dalet. Not this lumdus in Reb Chaim. Tonight is only on rutz, not on kavana. Whatever. I'm going to leave the lumdus out for the moment. So I don't think Reb Sternberg's answer is correct. And then your kasha. Is a hefsek. That's what you said. I play it safe. You make a bracha, do the mitzvah right now. Have a hefsek. So, Rabosai, there's a problem. Look at Toys Lama Testament Alf. Lama Testament Alf. We'll get to it, Mr. Shem. Again, we're skipping Shemitah, I told you. So, we get to this. It was actually before Shemitah. Lama Testament Alf is on that same daf where Shemitah starts. The problem is, you have to overlast the yasa. So once you pick up the lulav of an esrog, v'dabe nafik bay. It's too early. Too early. What do you do? It's all meaning, right? Hofech echad mehen nafmen bay. So hofko, you're not yotze. Derech they lost. Is that what you do? It's what I do. That's the whole world does, no? Is that what you do? On both sides. You take an esrog. What do you do? You turn it upside down, make the bracha, you turn it right side up. You don't do that?
That's what, yeah.
Everyone does that. So the same kasha can be asked there too. It's a shayla of hefsek, no? Hefsek. So the achronim is this kasha. And they say like this. We have our nafchav zayin and manalaf in the Gemara Masech the Menachos that I showed you. Look what it says. It says in the Mishnah, what's makom zezeh? Dalet shebelula makom zezeh. Okay. What does it say? Drosha, lekicha tama. Come on, Rabbi Osai. It's obvious makom zezeh. You need a pasuk, lekicha tama. That led the Mordechai to a wild idea we started the shiur with. Namely, the second day, you don't have to have all 4 minutes. It's so counterintuitive. You have to have 4 minutes. There are 4 minutes of famine before the pasuk. You don't have it. Teretz is, Kav Shmalon, like this. At the end of the day, listen carefully, you take 4, Lulav, and then Esrog, and then Hadassah, and then Aravos. You're not able to say anything until the end. If when the sun sets in Sukkot, you want to take 3 minutes, pshita, you're not able to say. The chiddush is that I took 1 minute, 7, 1 at 8, 1 at 9, 1 at 10, I'm not able to say anything until 10 a.m. Zippo. Wow. And before I took all 4 of them, It's not even a mitzvah. Now we understand on both sides. When I take the lulav with the upside down esrog, I'm taking nothing. Not three. Zero. I turn upside down. Presto, I have all four. Sold to Reb Chaim. I took the Esrog HaMurkav. It's nothing. I take the good one. I have all four. Gevaldik. I saw this in the Mesifta. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Mamash Gevaldik. Only one problem. Hefsik. Hefsik. That's a problem. Hefsik. That's your kasha, right? Hefsik. I have a teretz from my Rebbe. I never heard of my Rebbe on this. You look it up in Rishimus, but I heard it from Rebbe in a different context. Rebbe said, we're shlo shimim kona machag. We have to talk about a little bit about Pesach. A little bit. My Rebbe said to Yisod, we make a bracha, not on the kiyama mitzvah, but on a maisa mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah. Voraya, if you have a mitzvah which has no maisa, there's no birchas mitzvah. Yeah, doesn't exist. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, birchas haTorah. If you're mahara b'divrei Torah, you're putter. Don't have to make a birchas haTorah. Effective Vilna Gaon. It's a mitzvah. The Hegel Libi, Yisrael Yom Laila. The answer is no maisa mitzvah. You have to have a maisa, to do something. Chazal matakan brachas on a maisa mitzvah, not on a kiyama mitzvah. The chiddush we just learned now, there's no partial kiyam. You took one 7, 8, 9, and 10, you don't say have a partial kiyam at 7. No, you have nothing until 10. But a maisa mitzvah it is. There are many maisa mitzvahs which can constitute one kiyam. We saw you make a separate bracha on each min. We just saw it a minute ago. If you take a mezeach hazeh, in certain cases, right? I have you an example. Sfiras Omer. There are those who claim that Sfiras Omer is one kiyam mitzvah for 49 days. How do you make 49 mitzvahs? 49 brachas. You have 49 ma'aser mitzvahs comes to one kiyam. So therefore, I'm saying pshat like this: if you take the four min one after the other, each one is a partial ma'isa mitzvah, and the bracha can take effect. You know the kiyum is later on. I said, well, whoever heard such a crazy thing? I've also said there are two tosas in psachim. Let's say it, not one but two. Anyone ever learn avi psachim here? Never learned in the summertime. I never learned avi psachim. No one. I'll show you the two tosas. We're gearing up for Pesach, Rabbi Osei. I told you, we're gearing up. What's today? You test other, no? I think so. You test, yeah. Alright, so it's less than 30 days. I mean, it's off from Purim, we're supposed to already. We're 5 days late, Rabbi Osei. We're 5 days late. Not early, we're late. Two toasts in himself. Watch. A guy has no karpas. He only has mora. He has mora. What do you use for karpas? Mora. When do you make a bracha on mora? At the beginning. When's the mitzvah? At the end. That's bothering Tosfos. Yeah. Mavarach alachinas mora b'tibu rishon, which is karpas. Afal gavdi gemitzvus mora lo nafik el b'tibul sheni achamata mo elas habracha shebirch b'tibul rishon the tibul sheni meachas she'ochal mimenu ma'ap b'tibul rishon. We call it a ma'isa. Midi dehavi habirchas shofar the mevarech atkia the yeshiva umo elas bracha atkia shebamida shemikar v'nasa seder habrachas pilei ploim make a bracha the shema called shofar after laning, but it's really going on the Shmon Esrei ones. Unbelievable. So it applies to Moror, if you only have Moror for Karpas. It applies every single year to all of us, every year on Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine this? Unbelievable. And there's one more Tosfos. Watch this. Guys, the Kazayas Matzah. Look. Iker mitzvah l'rishona shibola teyavon. Vafilu. Tosas says the first. In Rabbon said we have a kazayis at the beginning, kazayis at the end. Which is the iker? Tosas saw the iker is the first one. Vafilu im iker mitzvah b'achrona. Someone suggests that afikoman is the main one because tamat the mepiv. Allah sova the whole story. Ain zet tema. If one of mevarachin ala rishona can lift our much shalachrona. Shereen levarach alachrona mishum shachem b'lekreso. Like when it comes to the morrow, if a guy's morrow for karpas. Avo yochul levarach ala rishona. V'tipot der achrona sheikar amitzah. Kedepurish la rav chizta metrei tivul demaror. Meridik. What about Hillel? Chayt olam ala Hillel. Korach matz pesach morrow b'sof asuda. He was ochel matzah doraisa. Kibitchila suna imavarach ala matzah. V'ochel v'demaras ala v'ochel v'mitzah matzah. Pesach b'sof. So Tosis is it twice. That's a pshat over here as well. Cain nearly. In the Mesipta, they used the word Maisa Mitzvah, but they weren't using Briscoe Lashonis. I'm just reinterpreting what they're saying to make it fit in with my Rebbe's Torah. Oh. Fine. Rabosai, Lamadalan Amid Beis. Lamadalan Amid Beis. We have still a few more minutes. Lamadalan Amid Beis. Look what it says in the Gemara. Lamed Dalam and Beis. Yochol Yehesu Gimoran Baguda Achas. Amrit. Vichinemar Priya Yitzhoda. Vikapos tomorrow. Lonema Ella Kapos. Okay. Rabosai, the Rif quotes this. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why is the Rif? We saw it about yesterday. Why is the Rif quote this? We don't pass in. Like the Rabbanon, like Rabbi Yudah, pass like the Rabbanon. Says the Chazanish, it's Osir. Spoke about Osir Bagud Achas, and the Ruchos Chaim said from Yisham, if you hold them both in one hand, you're not Yotze. The Taz said, of course, you are Yotze. We spoke about that yesterday. We saw the Sfasemis. We made a whole discussion. All right, fine. But we didn't discuss yesterday the Aruch HaNeres Teretz. We gave this Vasemis as Teretz. I'm just going to end with this, with the Aruch HaNeres Teretz. And then I just glossed over because there was no time yesterday. Today we have a few minutes just to finish it. Tomorrow we'll start Esther B'Siyah D'Shmaya. Where are we? Kasha. Sorry, it's so long. Rif Arush. Why did I quote it? That the Kasha we just saw. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, why did we bring the drush? Look at this. Hem nishu mizeh. Logosu kegirisa shalanu. Yochol ye estrog imohem be'aguda. That's our girisa. The mashma minei de shaminim pshita shiyu be'aguda. That means it goes on to the Rabbi Yudah, right? And logosu, yochol ye agdeim yachad. Hochi perusho. Kevon darbatan mitzvachas hein nuksivi mevov. Can Yochol Yagdem Kulam Tamalam Bakabas Belovov? The cave of the Esrik Lechud Yafinamine Shikam Shar Minim Yocholim Leos Kolecha Levado Hukshuli Esrik. Oh, wow. Esrik is a separate? Maybe they're all separate. Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon. That we pass like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon. And they have to be Lachatchila together. What's the Hemshach Gemara? Minayin Shemakvin Zezeh. Watch this. The Mashma the Rabbi Lezer or McCain? Well, the Chorah ain't on the Gale the Rabbi Lezer Klal. What's the Hemshach Gemara? We ask this Kasha. Minayin Shemakvin Zezeh. What's it do with Rabbi Lezer? Look what his teretz is. He says, the Bishlam Yamin and the Kulan Yeh be a good Echaz Pshita Shemakvin Zezeh. Aval hashta de kamash en solius ba gut achas yocho shagam be achas men yose tamalo mo lekachtem. So he has a different terrace we spoke about yesterday, Rabbi Osai. Fine, you have to stop here. Mishum tomorrow we start the sugya of Ezra. We see out of the Shemayim. Okay, good. The Ma'amakomas you all have should have. Start with the green Ezra. That's our first thing.